Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, another successful College World Series in the books. The 2017 College World Series Finals ended last night with a first-time win for the Florida program. The Florida Gators beat LSU last night 6-1, but it was another huge crowd. They're saying that the all-time Tuesday night broke an attendance record from 2015, putting us over the mark. So the entire series, we had 357,646 fans.
So that was Florida's 11th visit, first national championship at the College World Series. So well-deserved. 11 appearances at the College World Series for Florida, and they finally... they finally broke through. I'm curious what the one-day dollar value is of a College World Series championship day. Like, so it ended in two games. It could have been three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What money came off the table? Well, how much money
is one
would
day
have been earned if it was another day?
Gosh.
I mean, just millions, millions of dollars. You could see millions of dollars
with that
fleeing
crowd
the city when the game ended last night.
Oh, yeah,
like the
see
bars
them
and the restaurants are exhausted. You could tell everyone was like, yes,
it's
personally. But the registers were crying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, we could have had another day.
It was weird watching them on TV, and I get it. I mean, LSU fans running out of the stadium. I mean, they just showed them on the, you know, walking out, and I'm like, geez, game's not over. I kept having faith that LSU would come back. You know, it's a bummer. I wanted them to win, but you know,
it was like foreboding. You know, we started at Mattress Factory, and everyone at Mattress Factory were, it was like 100% LSU fans.
Okay.
And I finally saw one Florida fan, and the guy had two diamond earrings. I said, there's not a Florida. I said, where are all the Florida fans at, man? I go, you guys are a little bit quiet. And the guy was on his phone, and he never looked up at his phone at me. And he goes, but it doesn't take many of us to get a win. It only takes a few of us to get a win.
You're like, listen, Diamond Joe.
Oh. That's what he threw at me, and he didn't even look up at me. And I wanted I wanted to go, okay, I'm not an LSU fan. I'm just making conversation. Like, you don't have to, don't try and throw diss jokes at
me.
Like, why don't you yell at the 9,000 other people in here that are rooting against you? He goes, it only takes a few of us to show up to get a win.
And you're like, all right.
Okay, well,
but you know what? He was right.
No.
He was right. So congratulations, Florida.
Yeah.
I would say LSU wins for best fans then. I mean, then they are the College World Series champions for the most amazing
fans. That's
like
every year.
Well, I kept feeling sorry for Florida fan. You're like, what if you, I mean, that's got to stink if you came all the way up here to get muscled out by
LSU fans.
The gauntlet of purple.
Mm-hmm.
There you are.
But here's what's awesome is that
the rivals,
LSU fans will be here next year, even if they don't make the series. The fans will come back.
They're fun. Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse is speaking out against the Senate health care proposal. He released a statement yesterday saying that the bill is not a full repeal and replacement of the Affordable Care Act. Senator Sasse says that the Republican Senate's plan is frustrating to conservatives and is mainly a Medicaid reform bill. Now, Senate Republican leaders announced yesterday that they would be delaying the vote on the health care bill due to lack of votes until after the July 4th recess.
It's just another dog with fleas.
Yeah, it's
what's the name of it? Don't they have another bad name?
You know, I don't know what the name, I never get to the point. Well, keep in mind, they kept it under lock and key, so I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the name is. They finally put it out there, but then it didn't. It pretty much withered on the vine pretty quickly. Because word came, I mean, it was late last week, I think, that they finally were like, all right, here's a copy of it. And then now it's, you know, Tuesday, and they're already talking about shelving it until after
God, they're saying they got to make all those cuts to Medicare to save it. And then they just show those stories of those sweet old ladies.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're like, I hope these Congress people have a mother.
I was like, oh my
God. My mother's on Medicaid. There's a lot of people.
Everyone is.
Yeah, it's making those cuts. There's got to be some other cuts because it's
well, almost, the disabled. I mean, it's not
terrible
just
to
it's
do
not
that.
Just older
yeah.
people. I mean, it's people that are, you know, disabled and need assistance. I mean, it's a big sweeping program, and yes, it is very bloated. But at the same time, the kind of cuts that they're talking about would leave people that are in need. I mean, the whole point of government is to help people.
I know, but the whole job is gamed. I mean, you know, the people that have bought all the lobbyists, it's such a stupid argument. The whole thing is bought and paid for.
Yeah. It
sucks. Everyone would pretty much agree we want some kind of logical
right
health care, but it I mean, what are you Buffett, supposed to do, the rank and file voter? We're out of the game.
Buffett threw out something in an interview, PBS or something, about how we should be on the, I don't know if you guys have heard of it, it's called prayer or something of that nature.
That we just pray.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
You're like, wait a minute, are you saying I should pray my health care away?
That's what I thought it was. I'm like, all right, he's losing his mind.
But it's another
name that in Europe that they use in Paris or something like that. But he broke it down how that's the format we should use.
Other countries seem to be doing something where they.
How did it work?
I'm not sure. I didn't read the whole thing. I just like, all right, it's not
was
prayer.
The sound on mute and you were at a bar?
But.
No, it wasn't actually. Yeah, you have hurt me. You have hurt me again.
It sounds like you got the gist of it.
I hate you. Look it up, Google. Go rub it off.
All right. Careful. Here's some good news for people who have been battling with their credit scores. Starting July 1st, the credit scores of up to 14 million people could begin to rise when credit reports are scrubbed of nearly all civil judgments and a lot of tax liens. So consumer advocates are saying that it's long overdue. It's long overdue victory for people whose scores were unfairly dinged by inaccurate information. So people shouldn't expect an immediate jump in their scores come July 1. It'll be a gradual deal. But July 1st is when three major credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, will exclude new records of civil judgments and tax liens that don't have
if you had one of those
identifying information,
dinging
like a social
security
number.
Your score, they're saying your FICO score might jump up about 20 points.
And that's if you've been wrongly.
Exactly.
A lot of times people are like, that's not me. They have like a minimum, what they call minimum identifying information. And they're changing that. They're like, you got to have a little bit more than just a name and what have you to tack somebody with that. There is talk that gaining weight on vacations could have a long-term impact. Many people think that, you know, you put on a couple pounds during those vacations, you go on those trips and you're like, forget it. I'm just going to eat whatever I want. I'm not going to exercise. Well, that's okay because you'll lose it once you get back, right? Well, I guess there is new research that says those few pounds can easily spiral out of control, that they found that the average American gains about almost a pound while on vacation. And when participants were weighed 6 weeks after, you know, the 3/4 of the pound didn't go away. So that they're saying like, yeah, you're gaining that weight on vacation, but then like you come back and you no, but like the idea is like, oh, you know, whatever. But like you come back and it's not, you're not doing it.
What's the secret? The secret is to diet while you're on vacation?
No, but just be mindful. They say some people gain as much as 7 pounds on their vacation.
Oh, yeah. You're on vacation,
right? People gain 7 pounds on the weekend.
You know, wow. I've traveled with people that work out on vacations and, you know, they hit the gym, whatever. And I always just like,
your husband is going to gain 7 pounds this weekend.
Yeah. Yes, easily. Yeah.
Couple days.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's going to come and he's going to eat. And it's absolutely, I'm just throwing it out there that a lot of times we all tell ourselves like, oh, it's just vacation. But when I go back, I'm going to go eating to my same way and it'll go away. And doctors are saying, it doesn't always mean the case. Sometimes
so
it's just.
Fast, all you LSU and Florida fans who got fat this week and are never going to recover.
Never.
You're all going to go home and your family will go, remember before the College World Series when Jenny and Steve were hot?
Just come back and make sure that they say experts recommend watching your alcohol intake, staying active, and bringing your own snacks to avoid unwanted weight gain.
Hey, fun haters. It's vacation.
Pack like you're a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Meh, I got a snack. I need a juice box. Speaking of eating, a new study says that the average millennial eats out 5 times a week. And between all those coffee runs and bar tabs, it's making it harder for the millennial generation to save money. They known for their work ethic and tech savvy tendencies, but financial reputation isn't gleaming so far for the millennials. A study by Bankrate.com says that millennials are falling victim to common financial vices. Eating out is the big one. It's not their fault. They're growing popularity of online ordering services. Like, you know, we talk about Uber Eats, Grubhub. What's it? Everything but the dishes. Isn't that the, what's the one that
skip
you
skip the dishes?
Skip the dishes. That those things, it's like, it makes it like, oh, but I'm eating at home, but you're paying restaurant prices to eat at home. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like, it's tricky. It's a slippery slope for what, that you're really saving money because you're dining in, but you're still ordering out.
But you know what? You're young and you're good looking at home.
Yeah.
You're still not fat. Like everyone else on earth, millennials.
Even our pets.
You're still better looking than everyone.
But I guess millennials, a third of millennials say they buy coffee at least 3 times a week out, and over half of them go to a bar at least once a week.
Sitting at home in their male romper. Uh-huh.
At their mom's basement.
You're in a romper.
But they're saving and
you have
rent.
A man bun. You're living in your basement. You're broke on... takeout food.
Apparently,
but you know
spinning.
What? You're young.
You're young
you
and
your
you're
youth.
You got your looks, man.
Everybody else.
You got it all.
We would all switch places with you.
I saw a woman wearing a romper the other day.
Oh, really?
But it's
they're
a one
popular.
Piece, right? It's,
yeah.
They're popular for women. I instantly thought, why would a man wear that?
It just doesn't seem like, I mean, if you've got to go to the bathroom, I don't like the romper just for the fact that, like, bathroom trips
off,
means you have
right?
to strip. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, you're completely disrobing in order to go to the bathroom, which it's like, it's just that to me is a fashion fail.
I think
fail.
It's the cockiness of youth. Yeah. It is we call it the Elvis effect. Elvis was able to wear jumpsuits mm-hmm. with a cape.
Yeah. Right.
Because his whole life was told, how's this look? And people were like,
great.
King, that is amazing, dude. And he pushed it to the point where he's wearing a jumpsuit. He's fat mm-hmm. and he has a cape on.
Yeah.
He's like, I kind of feel fat. Is the cape too much? And people
no.
are like,
it's
dude,
thinning. It's very
keep
thinning.
Rocking it. That's kind of the cockiness of the millennial. It's a guy going, dude, no one questioned the man bun. I'm going to wear a romper.
With the man
and
bun.
And chicks are like, I'll still sleep with you.
Oh, God.
Ladies.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to learn when to say
it's
when.
It's the mindset behind you wearing a hairnet
no.
in public.
Oh, you're right.
It's, you have
right.
hurt me today.
Like that.
Oh, geez, you're right. Now I need to change.
No, it's the confidence to rock it.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you have confidence, it's real.
And friends, not to say anything.
No,
it's
we've said
real.
It. It's, in face of that, to be bold okay. enough to go, I'm still going to wear it. And the sweet Wileen is like, and I'll still sleep with you.
With it on.
Oh,
she makes
no.
it real.
That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
I've not slept with it on. I've tried.
It's got to go on the
it's gotta
nightstand.
Go.
It's got to go on a nightstand. Just sit there and stare at me, yearning and calling my name.
I
wear
doubt
me.
that.
Wear me.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, wake up. The best way to wake up.
You wonder how many people flying out this morning, but I would assume most people plan potentially for game
three.
So you're not flying out until Thursday. So what you gonna do?
Yeah.
In the city of Omaha.
Come on, that's
the day off. Zoo's got to be crazy.
Right.
Purple. Everyone's got to wear their purple, though. If you're LSU, you got to wear purple.
So. Or they're tired. I mean, if you were an LSU fan or a Florida fan that came here, think if you came here from the very beginning.
Yeah. That's a long day. That's a long day last day. Oh, mm-hmm. God, yes.
You've been here a week ago Saturday.
And how much do you like Omaha? I mean...
You're pretty sick of it.
Yes.
You're like,
you want to go
it.
Home. I want to sleep in my own bed. I want to eat my... I want to go and walk right. around my own house. You get like that. I mean, there's a certain wear out point, even in paradise. You get to a point where you're like, you know, this is great.
I'm ready.
But I want my stuff.
I'm ready.
I want to mm-hmm. see my stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm from either Florida or Louisiana. Beautiful places. I want to go home. And I'm sure your friends and family are like, Dude, you really like baseball. I didn't realize you like baseball that much.
Weirdo.
Yeah, weirdo is right. You know, they kept interviewing the father that, the father of the pitcher.
Starting pitch for LSU.
Yeah, that.
Who saved the guy's life.
Oh my gosh,
the day before.
Yeah.
I know, I thought that was going to be good karma for him.
Dude, they interviewed him over and over, and I saw on TV last night this. It's weird because, you know, he's a doctor. And the reporter asked him, so what is it like saving someone's life? I'm like, he saves lives all the time. He's a doctor.
He's like, time?
Exactly. It'd be like eating breakfast. I mean,
that's what he pretty much said. He said, well, you know, it's my job. That's kind of what I do. So it's a good feeling to be able to save someone's life. But yeah, he was definitely the star of the television last
night. Did he have an accent?
No, he didn't have an accent, actually.
It was Jared Poche's dad.
Yeah.
Oh, really? No accent?
No accent. He didn't have the accent.
That was my favorite thing. I dated a guy from Louisiana.
Oh
my God. I could listen to him talk all day long. Dude. One of my favorite things is he'd always be like, what you eating on? Like, you'd be like eating something. And instead of asking like, what are you eating? You know how like somebody will walk into the room. You're like, what are you eating? He'd always be like, what you eating on? I'm like, oh my God, is that what they're talking on there?
What?
What you eating on?
What you eating on?
Oh,
I feel
yes.
like that has now become mainstream.
He was so sweet.
Idiot lexicon.
I was going to say that's regular English.
What you eating on?
Idiot America has swallowed that and made that mainstream. Sounds like something out of Idiocracy.
What you eating on? Oh, God. He would just sit there. Garrett Prejean.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to know. Did he have a sweet Louisiana name? So Prejean.
Garrett Prejean.
Yeah, that's like, Louisiana French is that? Like Sister Helen Prejean.
Uh-huh, yeah, totally. I mean, seriously, his Prejean, and I remember the first time I met him, and I was like, where are you from? He's like, from Louisiana. I'm like, you have to keep talking. Because their accents are just so good, know?
What happened? Can I ask with you guys? I mean, did he...
He moved back down to Louisiana.
Can I ask you guys, like, I would have background.
Can I ask
Molly, I'm going to take this.
Jeff, can you feel this one for me?
Molly felt a little bit crowded. What did happen with Mr. Prejean?
He went back home and now has started like a theater company down in New Orleans. Married his high school sweetheart. How sweet is that?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, he and his high school sweetheart had broken up. He'd moved up to the big city of Chicago in order to make a break in theater. And that's when I met him. And I mean, we're still friends. I mean,
how's the wife? Are you quietly happy that she's gotten big?
No. You're terrible.
Yeah.
She's adorable.
Yeah. Good? Are those Louisiana guys good lovers?
Oh my God. All Find out for yourself.
Hey, come on.
That Going down to the College World Series.
That even
really?
Made me uncomfortable.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you.
She's lying. Yeah, come on.
Garrett Prejean.
You're loud.
He was a Southern gentleman.
Oh,
well, that's what's cool is that it's that LSU is full of, it makes sense, it's a college team, actual you know, guys from Louisiana.
Right.
I mean, because when they make it here to the College World Series, you look at them almost like a pro team, but no.
But those boys can drink. I mean, that was the thing. Like, his friends would come up to visit him, and it was just like, I mean, that is, like, they came up once for, like, a crawfish boil.
Yeah, the crawfish boil.
They did that at Barrett's a couple times this week, Molly.
It's like a big thing down there. So it's like you get a whole pot, and it's like there's certain seasonings that you use, and it's like corn cob and all this stuff. So his friends brought it up.
Last Sunday, we should have gone.
It's supposed to be great.
A crawfish boil.
You lay out a newspaper. And, I mean, it's just, you boil it all up.
Would you eat crawfish?
No. Mud bugs?
Yeah, if I did it, I wouldn't invite
you. No, thank
you.
Yeah, mud bugs. No, I mean, I ate all the other stuff. They put, like, other things in it that are really yummy. Like, I remember they're like, I think there was, like, corn.
Oh, so you don't mind the bug juice.
You always have, you have corn cobs in there.
Yeah, corn cobs.
Our buddy Brian and the lovely Lori, who's always running, her dad, I think it's Lori's dad, has some kind of Louisiana connection, and he does those.
Oh, he does? Okay.
The crawfish.
Crawfish boil.
In the big pots, giant pots.
The big thing is getting the crawfish.
Ooh.
You got to get them because they're like lobsters. They got to be live.
They're crawfish. I mean, you can get them at any big
mud
store.
Bugs. It's called eating head.
Mud bugs. Yeah.
Eat them
and then you suck the head. People are like, do you suck the head?
Yeah,
I'm
you
like,
suck the head. You eat the head.
And you suck the butt. You suck the butt too, though.
If you made friends with either one of these teams, they're both going to be back next year.
Yes.
I mean, seriously.
It was sad, though, because they were talking a lot about how On the commentators last time, tellers were talking about a lot of those guys that had came back last year from LSU and did not go to the pros. And those guys are really heartbroken, crying a lot, and obviously sad. You know,
it's so. Kramer Robertson. He's okay. the blonde guy that we teased.
Okay.
Cole Freeman. Jared Poche. Probably murdering his name. Whose dad was the hero. Jordan Romero. Colin Strahl.
Okay.
Bryce Adams and Russell Reynolds and Hunter Newman. Those are the seniors. But there was this tight group of seniors that came back to go for a national championship. And they made it here. And they gave it a heck of a run. But congratulations, Florida. We got to give love to Florida. Absolutely. We've been loving on LSU all week.
First
national championship for the Florida Gators.
That's huge.
Pretty cool. Multiple reappearances at the College World Series. And this is the first time they ever did it.
Yeah.
I mean, really kind of solid two wins.
Yes, very solid.
We thought LSU was unbeatable after pounding Oregon State, and geez, Florida got it done.
We will see you all next year, of course. All right, 7:40. We're going to hit traffic here in a second, but we got some celebrity news coming up with Molly.
Yeah, Britney Spears opening up about her past mental issues, and Katy Perry opening up, dishing about those Orlando Bloom naked photos coming up next.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Big Party Morning Show. Katy Perry is, doing a bunch of interviews. She's got that new album, Witness, out, gearing up for the big tour that she's got going. Well, she's finally opened up about her ex-boyfriend, Orlando Bloom, making headlines last year when Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom were on a vacation in Italy, and he was photographed paddleboarding naked.
Who?
Orlando Bloom. Yeah, that was the big thing last year. Where, don't you remember, he was paddleboarding? Everyone's like, oh my God, he's got a clothes on.
The shadow or something like that. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess she did an interview with an Australian radio station, and Katy Perry said that Orlando wanted Katy to get naked too, but she declined. She said, you know, when you're dating someone sometimes and it's exciting to be like, oh, should we try and make out over here in this place? And she's like, I just wasn't in the mood. She goes, I saved it for the boat. Perry went on to joke that Orlando Bloom stripped down because he was just trying to show off for all the people back at the shore. But she also shared that at the time she'd been trying to teach Orlando Bloom about social media and thought it was hilarious that his man parts turned him into the number one trending topic on Twitter when he was like learning about it.
We like Katy Perry, but we almost need to put a gag order on for her own protection.
Yeah.
She's oversharing.
Yes.
She's kind of having a moment. And maybe a Britney-esque type of moment. And speaking of those Britney-esque moments, Britney Spears has finally gotten candid about her highly publicized breakdown. You know, back in 2007, she was sort of going through some hard times.
That's what she shaved her head and everything.
Well, you remember before she shaved the head, she attacked the car with her umbrella.
Yeah. That's the crazy photo.
That was after she shaved her head, I thought. Oh, okay. I thought she shaved her head, and then there was like the part with the umbrella.
It was after, but yeah.
So Britney said, I think I had to give myself more breaks through my career and take responsibility for my mental health. She just did an interview, I guess that she goes, there have been many decisions that were made for me that I didn't make myself. And Britney said that her life was controlled by too many people, and that doesn't really let you be yourself. So I was trying to please everyone around me because that's who I am deep inside. But the moments where I look back, I think, what the hell was I thinking?
What the hell?
I think we all could do that right now, right? Yeah. We all could look back and say the same
thing. Brit's 35, you know. I mean, she says she's in a better place now. She said her 20s were awful.
I look at those pictures of her attacking the car with an umbrella, and you just feel sorry for her. She just looks like a kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's so an exploited child, basically. It's like we just feel bad. We kind of beat her up.
Yeah. So I think she said that her 20s were awful, but that her 30s are much better for her, and that Britney says she's learned to get to know herself better, which is, I think, also part of it. Like growing up and getting comfortable in your own skin, she had to do it in front of everybody. And maybe that's obviously not the easiest way to do it. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show
on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.